time now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 300,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone. Hope you're doing well. I hope you enjoyed the Labor Day weekend if you were here in the United States. If not, I just hope you enjoyed your weekend as well. If this is your first time listening, thank you. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for downloading or streaming and participating in the activities that we're going to have at the end of the podcast. If this is a repeat and you're a loyal fan, thank you so, so much. I appreciate you coming back and listening over and over again. And I hope that you get some benefit out of the information that I deliver here. I do this from my heart to make sure that we can become stronger and get our goals and help others achieve their goals. Because as we are progressing and help others, we're making the world a better place. So, you know, when I first started several years ago on my coaching business, I determined I was going to call it Warrior Mind. And to me, the Warrior Mind is all about mental strength. And so what I'd like to do is over the next several podcasts is talk a little bit about mental strength and maybe clear up some misconceptions about it and bring some clarity around mental strength itself. You see, mental strength it's been very popularized recently, especially because of the Olympics, and talking about mental strength and mental toughness. What I'd like to do though is first talk about a little bit the difference between mental toughness and mental strength in my terms. Really, they mean both the same things. But when we talk about being tough, we kind of almost are referring that we're tolerating something. We're putting up with something. If you walk barefoot on the street after a while, you're going to build up some calluses. Your feet are going to get tough. You're not going to feel the pain of the street anymore. And that's fine. And that's what it's supposed to be doing. But if you go to the gym and start to lift and get stronger, you're actually preparing your body for a similar or more significant future event, meaning that you can continually handle things. You are getting stronger so you can handle more weight, more pressure, more critical situations. So I like to look at it as mental strength, thinking that the adversities we go through make us stronger, as opposed to mental toughness, which just allows us to tolerate the event. And basically, they're really the same thing. So if I use the word mental toughness or mental strength, they're both the same thing. But there's been a lot of talk about mental strength recently. When I say recently, over the past several years, athletics has brought it up a lot, right? With the Olympics and now, with football or American football and soccer, and athletics has brought this up continually about mental strength and winning the races and all of that. And there's a lot of discussion in that. There's a lot of discussion about mental strength and mental toughness in the military. Psychologists have talked about it. You know, in psychology today, there's a lot of talk about mental strength, and even personal development leaders are referring to mental strength. But the thing is, all of them have, there's no real solid definition on this. Everybody has their own definition, and it's kind of hard to talk about it without that definition. Well, that is until now, until recently. And so there's been some studies on mental strength and mental toughness over in the UK and Europe, and they've come up with this definition. Mental strength or toughness is a personality trait which determines in large part how individuals deal with stressors, pressure, and challenge, irrespective of the prevailing situations. Now, this definition has been universally accepted as a definition of mental toughness or mental strength. And so what's interesting, though, is let's take a look at this definition, is that it talks about it as a personality trait. And so, you know, with a personality trait, we know that personality traits are plastic. They're dynamic. They're not set in stone. So whatever personality trait you have, it doesn't mean you are always that way. So it means that if it's a personality trait, it can be improved. It can be enhanced. It's dynamic. And so other personality traits are involved. Carol Dweck talks about mindset, where you have a growth mindset or a fixed mindset. So there's those personality traits. There's the DISC personality traits. There's the Myers-Briggs personality. So there's other parts of this that are involved. Other personalities are involved in this. But it's interesting to know that mental strength is a personality trait. And because it's a personality trait, it can be molded. It can be enhanced. So then we look at mental strength determines in large part how individuals perform when exposed to stress, pressures, and challenge. Now, the interesting thing here is that there's a link between mental strength and performance, right? Because we look at how individuals perform. So when we start talking about peak performance, we have to bring into this consideration mental strength. And what's interesting is because it's personal, the stress and pressures and challenge one person has may not affect the other, but there is a definite link between mental strength and performance. Those that have a higher level of mental strength, mental toughness, will be more readily to be able to achieve peak performance, whether that's in business, whether that's in life, or whether that is in sports. So there's a direct correlation. Now keep in mind that mental strength is a personality trait, so it can be developed. So what's interesting is next in this definition, there's a term deal with, right, as opposed to cope with situations. And this is intentional, because mentally strong individuals deal with the world around them and tend to deal with it positively, in a positive aspect. They don't cope with it. Cope with it is kind of just putting up with again. But mentally strong individuals deal with it, and they deal with it in a positive aspect. So that's a really important part to understand. Instead of just coping or surrendering, they deal with it. I mean, whatever it is, they deal with it. And if you start looking at the definition again, it talks about irrespective of the situation. So this is about responsibility and accountability. This means that when a mentally strong individual is faced with adversity and things don't go well, they will accept the responsibility for their actions, and they will remain accountable for the ways in which the situation is dealt with. They don't make excuses. You know, we've talked about cause and effect, the warrior and the victim. Well, the mentally strong person accepts the responsibility, accepts the accountability, and is able to make changes and is able to address that. Where perhaps a mentally sensitive person will make excuses, will say that it's the other person's fault or the situation. So this mental strength goes back to, and I'm sure you remember some of my podcasts talking about cause and effect and the warrior and the victim. And this is what's so critical about that, is that when we know that we can take responsibility for our actions and remain accountable for the ways in which the situation is dealt with, we are more of a mentally strong person as opposed to a mentally sensitive person. And this concept also relates to how you do anything determines how you do everything. So it's a reflection. So how you do anything is a reflection of how you do everything. So you can say, well, when I'm working out, I'm strong, but when I'm at home, I'm not. Not so much, because when you're working out, you may create an environment where you aren't under stressful situations. And when you go home, you are. So keep in mind that this is because it's a personality trait. You take it wherever you go. And because it's a personality trait, you may be suppressing it in certain situations because it's not correct to express it, but you still have the same emotions that are associated with it. So again, right, we're looking at mental strength is a personality trait, which determines in large part how individuals deal with stressors, pressure, and challenge, irrespective of the prevailing situation. I just wanted to review that again because it's critical to understand. So when we have a definition of mental strength, we can then start to break it down. We can understand that because it's a personality trait, we can build on it. There's things that we can do. You can get coaching around it. There's online courses. My Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior is a very good intro course. And you can find out more about that by going to warriormindtraining.com. And these are ways to start to change it. However, if you have a fixed mindset and don't believe that you can increase your mental strength, no matter what you do, you won't increase it. So we first have to take this back up to what Carol Dweck was talking about is, do you have a fixed mindset or do you have a growth mindset? Because if you have a growth mindset, then you know that you can change, you can enhance, you can improve. But at some unconscious level, if you feel that your mindset is fixed, your mental strength, your mental toughness is fixed, then you're not going to improve it. Now, there are ways of measuring your mental strength, your mental toughness. And I have access to a great test that does that. And you can find out more about that test at mentalstrengthmastery.com. But so this is just the beginning of several podcasts that are going to be talking about mental strength and how to measure it and what's it comprised of and why it's important and where it fits in with other thinkings. But the key there is we have to have a definition. And I hope I provided a significant definition for you to contemplate and go over and start to examine your behaviors under pressure situations. And are you mentally strong or mentally sensitive? Either one is fine. It's just if you want to reach more peak performance, if you want to have a more fulfilling life, if you want to achieve more in life, you may want to consider increasing that mental strength. And again, a great place to start would be on my online program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. And you can find that at warriormindtraining.com. Well, there. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I would love to get some feedback on it. Would love to hear your input. What other aspects of mental strength would you like me to cover? Would you like me to cover mental strength at work, in sales, in relationships, in life? If you have any ideas, please send them to me. You can do that or other feedback by going to warriormindcoach.com. You can look for the Contact Me tab, and you can send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.